Hey guys, and welcome back to The Controversial Mom. I'm your host, Emily Jones. Today, we're diving into something that's really close to my heart and really weighing heavily on the minds of a lot of people right now. What does strong state-level Republican leadership really look like? And why does it matter so much, especially here in a red state like Alabama? If you're tired of seeing leaders who cave to the pressure, follow the crowd, or simply say the right things without doing the right things, then this is the episode you want to stick around for. I think we've all kind of felt it, this sense that things are just slightly not how they should be. We've got people in power who say the right things during the campaign season, but when it comes down to actually doing the right thing, well, they just kind of go silent. Or worse, they completely fold. So let me take you behind the scenes for a minute. Last weekend, I was out with some friends canvassing with a group called Americans for Prosperity, right here in the Huntsville area. We knocked doors, we handed out flyers, but more importantly, we listened. Not to party insiders, not to political consultants. To you. Real people, moms and dads, just like me. Retirees who have lived through enough to know that when something's not right, they can put their finger on it. Three themes kept rising to the surface in every single one of these conversations. The first thing was the economy. Groceries, insurance premiums, property taxes, not just numbers on papers. It's actual dinner conversations that are filled with worries among moms and dads. It's skipping family outings because budgets just won't stretch far enough. Families feel exhausted and ignored. The second thing, immigration. The crisis at the border has not just been some distant news story. It's actually hitting classrooms right here in Alabama. It's driving up costs for families. It's stretching school resources and crowding out the needs of our own communities. People are fed up with being told that they are heartless for wanting safe, sovereign borders. The third thing, educational standards. This one hit me the hardest, and you all know it. Parents are sick and tired of seeing classrooms become battlegrounds for ideologies instead of a place for learning. We're watching the bar of our standards get lower and lower, and it's our kids who are the ones that are suffering from this. But every one of these concerns led to the same big question. Where are our leaders? Well, here's the truth. Strong state leadership does not mean having the fanciest campaign ad or the best one-liner. It means having the backbone to do the right thing, even when it's hard, even when it's unpopular, and even when it's lonely. Strong leaders put parents before bureaucrats. They hold the line on runaway spending. They protect local control instead of just rubber stamping whatever the federal government pushes down on us. And it's demanding accountability for school boards, agencies, and even our own party sometimes. I personally am not interested in performative politics. I'm interested in the results that make life better for me and my family. And I believe the most powerful change actually does not come from Washington, D.C. It actually starts right here in our state capital and in our local communities at local board meetings. So let me share something that came up more than once in the conversation last weekend. And this is one that you all have heard me talk about multiple times. The silence of the church. I'm not going to be gentle here because you all know this is one of my biggest sticking points in life. The cultural battles that we're facing as a society, whether it's gender ideology, drag events in libraries, kids being labeled based on political or racial profiles, all of this is moral battles. And yet most churches are completely silent. And why is that? Well, very simple. They are absolutely terrified of the backlash. They're scared of losing donations. They're scared of bad headlines. But here's the thing. If we don't speak truth with love, if we do not set a moral anchor, somebody else is going to do it. And often that someone is a person that does not share the same values that we do. Real leadership, whether it's from a pulpit or a political office, means taking the heat. It means being okay with being misunderstood. If you are rooted in truth and you're serving your people, you'll always be on solid ground. You know, it's one thing to talk about the need for the church to step into the political square. It's a completely other thing to actually step up and do it. And that's actually what's happened recently with my home church, Movement, here in Huntsville. Recently, Movement Church hosted the Take Back America Town Hall with our local Moms for Liberty chapter. And we had Jared Hudson, who is running for U.S. Senate, come speak. Over 100 people gathered to talk about the importance of having strong Christian leaders in places of political influence. Our lead pastor, Seth, opened with one of the most powerful calls that I have ever heard that every Christian out there in our every Christian in our community needs to hear. He said, and I'll paraphrase, "The sleeping giant has slumbered for too long. We, the church, have been called to be the watchman on the wall. It's time to bring reformation to our communities." It was honestly one of the most powerful statements I've heard, and every one of us needs to hear it. Not just hear it, but to fully understand it and use it as motivation going forward. And just this week, Movement was at it again. They answered the call, this time by hosting the quarterly meetup for the Republican Women of Madison. And they had Congressman Dale Strong as a guest speaker. When left-wing agitators tried to disrupt the event, the church didn't cancel. They didn't backpedal. They didn't hide. They didn't cower. They did the exact opposite. They stood firm. They worked with law enforcement. And they made sure the event carried on safely and peacefully. That, my friends, is what we call courage. When the heat was turned up, the church did not go quiet. They didn't step back, but instead, they leaned in because they understand something extremely fundamental. Christian values thrive, not in ivory towers, but in the front lines of the civic life. They understand the urgency in bringing faith into public discourse, not as a whisper, but as a standing, unwavering voice. So, what does that actually mean in terms of strong leadership here in Alabama? Well, it means actually enforcing laws that we already have, whether that's in education, public safety, fiscal policy, or protecting family rights. No loopholes, no excuses. It means local and state agencies reporting real, honest data on everything from student outcomes to infrastructure projects to simple things like crime rates. Because at the end of the day, we can't fix what we can't measure. It means local voices. If you're a parent at a school board meeting, a small business owner at a city council forum, or a pastor concerned about state overreach, you should be heard. Your voice should carry more weight than any lobbyist or any political consultant. And most importantly, strong leadership listens to the people, not out-of-state PACs, political handlers, or activist consultants, but to you, the local citizen. That's the kind of leadership that I look for when I'm deciding who I'm going to cast my vote for. And I believe it's what most people in Alabama are hungry for. We're at a real turning point for our state. And the decisions that we make at the state level over the next year will shape what kind of Alabama and what kind of America our kids are going to inherit. We can choose leaders who smile and say what polls will tell them, or we can choose true fighters, true servants, people who will actually lead with conviction. We're in this fight together, not because it's easy, but because it is worth it. This is about securing a future we can be proud of. Thanks for spending time with me this week, guys. If this episode resonated with you, do me a favor and share it with a friend and keep the conversation going. As always, I can't wait to see you next week. Stay bold, stay grounded, but most importantly, stay controversial.